broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, June the 30th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. Well, this is it. This is the last day of June 2023. Tomorrow we kick off the month of July. How about that? Can you imagine such a thing? Oh, man, somebody's been messing with my microphone. You know, I think the gremlins have been in here overnight. All right, there we go. But, yes, it is 2023, the last day of June. It's a getaway Friday, and 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, this is going to be a big day here on WGH Talk. So, honest to goodness, throw away whatever listening device you have's ability to change the dial, because you do not want to miss this show. We're going to be on this morning from 8:15 until 1 in the afternoon, and you do not want to miss a moment of this. Now, Pastor Whitaker will be on from 9:15 until 10 this morning, and we'll have a great Independence Day conversation. But we've got a special guest coming up this morning at 10:15 that you're not going to want to miss for a multitude of reasons. And then throughout the day, I think we're going to have some fun stuff going on. Now, but I hate to start this day out on a bad note, because as many of you know, if there's one thing in life that I like to do, it's be happy and be cheery and not bring bad news to people. But because I'm on the radio every day, I feel that I should share my life with everybody and what's going on. And I had an incident last night that I'm going to have to bring up here momentarily, but stay with me here. There's some odds and ends I need to cover before we get to that. Now, the Marion County Fair is coming up next week, July 3rd through the 8th, 6 days and 6 nights, the 173rd Marion County Fair. Now, here's what you need to know. Senior Citizens Day and Canned Food Day will be Monday. Veterans Day will be Friday. And Kids Day will be Wednesday. Now, you get in free on Monday if you're a senior citizen or bring a can of food. If you're a veteran on Friday, if you're a kid, I think it's 12 and under on Wednesday. But that's only from 8 a.m. until noon. That's not all day long. Only 8 a.m. until noon. Now, harness racing, Monday and Tuesday, starting at 11 a.m. Tough truck on Monday, 7:30 p.m. Fireworks on Tuesday, July the 4th. Of course, when else would they have fireworks? At 10 p.m. The truck pull Wednesday at 7:30. Tractor pull Thursday at 7:30. The rodeo Friday at 7:30. And the demo derby is Saturday at 6:30. So that is the Marion County Fair. And of course, we will be broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. And you're not going to want to miss this, because we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff there. Now, two things I have to mention. The morning show, the show you're listening to right now, will not be broadcasting from the Marion County Fair, because the building that we're in does not open until 9 o'clock, so there would be no way for me to get over there and get on the air in time to do the morning show. So, every day we will do special broadcasts from the Marion County Fair. Now, in the morning, I will tell you when we will be on that day. Now, more than likely, every day we're going to be on the same time for the most part. But there will be a little variance in that. And here's what I know so far. Now, Pastor Craig is going to come back and join us pretty much for the whole week. Anytime I'm there, he's going to be there. And he's also going to be doing two special programs of his own. Now, he's already got those planned out. Those are going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday, Pastor Craig, Tuesday and Thursday, Pastor Craig will be on the air with his special program. Now, I do know on Thursday and Friday, we will be on from 6 to 8 p.m., and on Friday, I'll be on from 6 to 10, doing the Friday night show from the fair as well. So that is all mapped out. The only problem so far is what we're going to do on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because of schedules with some of the guests that we have. Now, but I will let you know that morning what time we'll be there. Now, I believe Sean is going to be at the fair with us several different times. Matt is going to be at the fair. Matt Morgan's going to be at the fair with us several different days. Of course, Pastor Craig will be at the fair with us. Special guest will be at the fair with us. And we also have somebody, and I particularly appreciate this. We have somebody who knows something about animals, who used to show animals at the fair. And her kids showed animals at the fair as well. So we're going to have her a couple days next week because I don't know anything about these kids at the fair. The animals. I like it. I find it fascinating. The FFA groups and that whole bit. I like getting them on the air. So we're going to do that. But and we'll have somebody there who knows something about that next week as well. And the whole thing will be fun. But the only thing I say in regard to the fair, and I again, I'm not speaking directly about myself here, is that there'll be trouble, because there's always trouble at the fair. Now, here's what I've deduced as to why there is trouble at the Marion County Fair. Number one, you see everybody you know. Number two, it's hot, and people are stressed out. It's July 4th week. And also, the fair goes on for just about a week. It goes on 6 days. So there's a lot of chance to see people. And people get into arguments and fights, and it's just, there's always trouble at the Marion County Fair. Now, I have to say that I have never been involved that I remember in any of these trouble situations in all the years that I've been covering the fair. But I do know there can be trouble, and so there you go. There's just going to be trouble at the Marion County Fair. Now, this is very important to remember. But that's what's going to happen, and we're all looking forward to that, and you're not going to want to miss that. Now, I'm going to go through a few things here quick this morning, and I'll probably elaborate on these later on in the day, but I want to get to the unpleasantness this morning right off the bat and just wipe it off, wipe the slate clean, so we can have a nice day here. First of all, I did not mention this yesterday, but as many of you know, 2 weeks ago, Pat Sajak said he was no longer going to be the host of Wheel of Fortune. It was time for him to retire. 41 years he'd been doing the job. He's going to do it for one more year, and then the following spring, he's going to hang it up. Pat Sajak will be done with the Wheel of Fortune. Now, at that time, I said, this should be my job. This is perfect for me. Half hour a night. It's not even really a half hour with commercials. It's like 24 minutes. I can do it. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Would you like to buy a vowel? You know, that sort of thing. I could handle that. And I even sweetened the pot by saying that I would bring Mary Ellen Withrow to sign the checks every night on the show. We would spice it up a little bit. And I would make Ted Williams my announcer, the golden voice, and we would find somebody new to turn the letters. Okay, well, here's the deal. I said at that time that I wanted to be in the running for this job. Now, I said there are other people in the running for this job, but the only person I hope, now I hope everybody remembers this, the only person I hope that does not get this job is Ryan Seacrest. Because to be honest with you, Ryan Seacrest is just too much. He's just too much at this particular point. Because, he just takes over everything. He doesn't really start anything himself, which kind of annoys me to a certain degree. You know, he hosted the Regis and Kelly show. He took over for Regis, and so he was just taking over for Regis. And he left that earlier this year, which pretty much means he's a quitter. So there's that. And then there might be a little conspiracy there, because if he had not left the Regis show, the Regis and Kelly show in the morning, he would not have been available to do Wheel of Fortune. So I think there's a little conspiracy, because he just left very recently, that particular show. And that show films in New York, and a Wheel of Fortune films in California. So I think there's a little conspiracy there, but we'll leave that alone for now. He also took over Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, Rockin' Fun on New Year's Eve. You know, Dick Clark for many, many years hosted New Year's Eve. We all love to ring in the new year with Dick Clark. It was wonderful. And then Dick got sick, and then Dick died, and then we got Ryan Seacrest. So there, he's doing the New Year's Eve. Now we got to ring in the new year with Ryan Seacrest. And frankly, it's just not the same with Ryan Seacrest. So then, he's taken over these two things from Dick Clark and Regis Philbin. Now, he's taken over another job. The Pat Sajak job. This guy hasn't had an original idea in his head in all the time that he's been in broadcasting. And I don't know why people continue to give him jobs. And trust me, there's a fight brewing at Wheel of Fortune because there's a lot of stories this morning out there that, They're People Magazine, the New York Daily News, TMZ, that Vanna White, she didn't necessarily want to be the host, but she's telling people that she has not had a raise in 18 years of doing that show, and that she's holding out for 50% of Pat Sajak's salary, which I guess is $7.5 million. So Vanna White wants some dough, and apparently, since she did not get the hosting job, and she's been there with Pat for 41 years, now that he's getting out of there, she's angry because she hasn't had a raise in nearly half the time the show has been on, 41 years. She hasn't had a raise in 18 of those 41 years. And now she wants $7.5 million. Half of Pat Sajak's money. So we'll see what happens there. And she's probably ticked off that Ryan Seacrest is going to be there. I mean, wouldn't you be ticked off that Ryan Seacrest is going to be there? It would tick me off. So that's story number one. And we'll talk more about that later on this morning. Now, here's another guy that we've talked a lot about on this show. Have you heard what's going on with Geraldo? Geraldo Rivera, legendary broadcaster, has been on this show. We did a whole thing with the Geraldo Journal 2 years ago. Have you heard what's going on with Geraldo? Well, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago. Apparently, he does this show on Fox called The Five. And apparently, it's Fox News' number one show. And it's on every day at 5 o'clock, and he's kind of the liberal guy on Fox. And apparently, he was getting into scuffles on the Five show with the host of that show, Greg Gutfeld, who apparently is a big deal over there at Fox. So, last week, Geraldo announced that he was leaving The Five. He did not want to get into arguments anymore. He'd had enough of that. And his last day on The Five was supposed to be last night. Now, yesterday, Geraldo releases a bombshell, and he says, "I didn't actually leave The Five. I was fired. And I am not going to be on the show today. I'm not coming in for the last day. And as a matter of fact, I'm quitting Fox News altogether. I've been there 23 years. I'm quitting altogether. I'm not going to have a job." And apparently, Geraldo is going to be on Fox and Friends this morning. I don't know if he's already been on there or not. But he said this will be possibly be my last appearance on Fox. On Fox and Friends this morning. Now, this is depressing to me in a way because Geraldo had a radio show up in Cleveland. He quit that, I believe, last year so he could spend more time working on Fox News, The Five, and all this. And now that's all gone. Today could be Geraldo's last day at Fox. So we're gonna follow this story because if Geraldo's unemployed, I don't understand why Geraldo shouldn't come here and sit with me every morning. I am willing to give Geraldo a co-host spot on this show. Geraldo, you want to go crazy, you want to go nuts, you want to yell and scream like you like to do. Geraldo, come here, we've got a spot for you. If Fox News and you have parted ways, they fired you off The Five, you are quitting Fox News, we'll come right in here, Geraldo. We'll bring you in. We're a show for all people. We want to make all people happy. So, Geraldo, the door is open for you. So there's that story this morning. All right. Now, here's a story that I started yesterday, but it became a thing. Okay, as many of you know, because I spoke about this on Tuesday, this particular week, I made a grievous error. And that's exactly how I refer to it. A grievous error. I made a grievous error because What happened was, on Tuesday, June the 27th, a lot of mornings I talk with Abby over the computer messenger because she's listening to the program. Now, I don't know if she's listening this morning or not, but that's one of the ways we communicate is she'll listen to the show and she'll tell me what she thinks, and that's how it's all mixed up. So on Tuesday, she was listening to the show, and we were kind of talking to each other, and at one point, she said she had big plans that afternoon, special plans. And I said, well, what are the special plans? Because I'm nosy, you know, a journalist. And she said, well, journalist, you should know what today is. I had no idea. I thought they ran one of those holidays in there. I did not know what Tuesday was. I did not have any idea. So, let's see. I'm trying to remember how this story exactly went. Well, I didn't know what it was. It was a Tuesday. It was the 27th. And I said, the 27th of June, a Tuesday, what could be going on here? And it didn't register with me. So, she did not tell me, but then it dawned on me. It dawned on me out of the blue that Tuesday was her birthday. And I feel bad about this. I did tell her happy birthday then after I realized it was her birthday. But I feel bad about this because here's the problem. Abby has said to me many times over the last 4 years that birthdays are a big deal to her. And I certainly can understand that. People like to celebrate their birthdays, and I think that's a nice thing. And on my birthday, she has done some very nice things over the last 4 years. Years ago, she made a homemade blueberry cobbler. This past year, she made Rice Krispie treats and very nice. She cooked like several different things and brought them to the school. And it was very, very nice, and I could not have appreciated it more. And here I am forgetting her birthday. So I just feel awful. Now, I know in the grand scheme of things, she's going to say she doesn't care. Because that's how she operates. But I know I feel bad about this. So this is more about me than her. That I feel bad that I did not say happy birthday and that I forgot that Tuesday was her birthday. Didn't get her anything. You know, really, really poor behavior on my behalf. So, I have to make this up in some way. So here's the deal. Yesterday, we were talking about top 10 lists because last Friday night, we did a top 10 list on the Friday night show and Abby had written a top 10 list. And it actually went over very good. It was top 10 nicknames given to me by a certain person. Well, yesterday, after I got off the air, because I thought that Abby could write a top 10 list for us every week, because she's a good writer, I thought, well, she'll do one for us every week. And so I get off the air yesterday, and our good friend Bob Welsh from Columbus sent me a top 10 list here. Now, it's top 10 reasons I forgot Abby's birthday. Now, I'm not going to read this now, because here's the deal. Abby has not been in here in a couple, a while, months and months and months, to be honest with you. I don't even remember the last time she was in the studio. So I have invited her in today at noon to talk about her birthday, and so I can apologize face-to-face, you know, be a human being about this, be a man. Say, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday, and also we will read this top 10 list during her appearance today from 12:15 until 1 if she shows up. Now, I have not got the green light on that yet, so we'll see if it happens, but we do have the top 10 list, and I appreciate Bob Welch for that list. Now, also, Bob did another top 10 list. With the fair coming up, this is very timely. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Now, we will probably do that list tonight during the Friday night show. So we'll have a top 10 list tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. So thanks to Bob, we'll have a top 10 list this morning, and we'll have a top 10 list tonight. And nobody has ever heard these lists, and they'll be a lot of fun. So that's the way that goes at this particular point in regard to Abby's birthday. And again, that's my fault. I'm just a horrible friend for handling the matter in that particular way. But I understand that I'm a flawed person. I am not perfect, and I should have handled it in a better way. But at least we have a top 10 list out of it, and we'll have some fun with it. Okay, now, we got through that. Now, I also do want to let people know that we are going to do some giveaways today. We like to do the giveaways on Friday. We've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes. We do have a Del Taco $10 gift card today and a Del Taco beanie. So we've got all that going on today through the afternoon, through 1 p.m. We're going to do some Family Feud here. Matter of fact, we might get some Family Feud started here in just a few moments. But here's the ugliness. 34 minutes past the hour. Here's the ugliness that I did not want to get into this morning, but I'm going to have to get into it now. Now sit down for a second and relax, because this might take a second for me to get through this. And again, I want to make sure I tell this story exactly right so as not to implicate anybody and also not to say anything inappropriate. Because, I am not an angry person. I think anybody who's met me would say, hey, there's a nice person, tries to do things for other people, tries to be a nice person, positive person, nice person. Okay, here's the deal. And here's another reason I'm telling you this. I know everybody loves the ID channel. They love murders and they love mystery. This is what I know about society. Society loves murder and they love mystery. Murder and mystery and anybody breaking the law, people love. So anytime I have a real life breaking the law story, I like to bring it to the airwave here. And especially if it's a mystery. So it's like a double deal if somebody's broken the law and it's a mystery. And we've got both those here this morning. So here's what happened. Sit back and relax. I'm going to try to tell this story the best I can. And where we are with this story, because it certainly is not solved. This is kind of like Harding's dog collar, to be honest with you. It's very, very similar to Harding's dog collar. And I think you're going to understand the parallels here very soon. 36 minutes past the hour. Now, here's what happened. Okay. About 2 years ago, and again, I'm just telling you this story factually. These are the facts. What show used to say, Dragnet years ago, used to say, these are the facts as we have them at this time. Maybe Law and Order said that too. Okay, here's what happened. And there's a lot to this story. So again, sit back, relax, get comfortable. This may take a minute. Okay, here's what happened. We have to go back 2 years. Now, about 2 years ago, I was trying to plant a garden for the first time, and I was trying to do tomatoes. And to be honest with you, it was not going very well 2 years ago. I ended up getting some tomatoes out of it. That was about it. It didn't go very well. Okay. So, at that time, a friend of mine said, well, you know, it might have something to do with your soil. Because one of the tomato plants was dying, and the other tomato plant was growing. So, this person said to me, I have a big flower pot and it's a big flower pot. You know the big flower pots. They're like the size of a stool. And they said, I have a big flower pot. I'll bring that over, and we will replant this tomato plant in this big flower pot. Fine by me. And we'll put some soil in there. So the person brought the big flower pot over, and we put the tomato in there, and it didn't do anything. I don't think it helped the tomato plant at all. So I had this big flower pot with soil in it at my house for 2 years. Now, I have not done anything with this flower pot. I haven't grown anything in it. I haven't done anything with it in a year and a half. So, I've just had possession of it. And I want to make this clear. It is not my flower pot. I think this was just a loan. Here, you can use this flower pot to grow these tomatoes. Okay, so I have this big flower pot. Now, at one point, it does have something growing in it. I don't know if it was a weed. I don't know if it was, I don't know what it was. So, there was dirt in there, there was soil, and all kinds of this stuff. So, I said, well, I'm going to set this flower pot out front. I'm going to set this flower pot on the porch. So, I did that. And the flower pot was there on the porch probably more than a year. Probably more than a year this flower pot was on the porch. So, here's where it gets very odd. Last night, I went outside probably close to 10 o'clock, right before I was about to go to bed. And I go out on the porch, and I'm just kind of looking around in the neighborhood. It was a very nice night last night. You know, the smoke had died down a little bit, and it was just a nice, warm, beautiful summer night. And I'm looking around the porch, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking, there's more room on this porch than there used to be. And I honestly, in the beginning, I couldn't even put my hand on what had changed. So, I'm looking, I'm thinking, what is different out here? Something's different. So, I notice that next to the bench that I have on my porch, where this flower pot was, that the flower pot is gone. Gone. And I say, oh my goodness, the flower pot is gone. Now, I just realized this last night. Now, this will come into play in a second here. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, somebody has stolen this flower pot. Because nobody has said anything to me about this flower pot. Nobody has said, you know, can I borrow your flower pot? I've picked up your flower pot. Nothing. I haven't heard anything from anybody. So, here's where social media becomes very important. I take a lot of pictures and post them on social media because I like to promote things that we're doing here on the show or things I've done over the weekend. Or if somebody does something nice for me, I like to thank them on social media. So social media comes to the rescue in this particular case. Because back on June the 9th, a very nice person came over and helped me plant a garden this year. And we planted three different kinds of tomatoes. We planted celery. We got this garden in good shape. So the next day, which would have been June the 10th, Saturday, June the 10th, I took a picture outside in this garden, and I said, garden planted for the 2023 season, after taking 2 years off, because I was not up to doing that last year, and glad I had help with this. And in that picture, because I took it out in the garden, behind me, the flower pot is there. So on June the 10th, and I have a picture of the flower pot now because of this picture I took out in the garden. So behind me, the flower pot is there on June the 10th. So I know that on June the 10th, the flower pot was there. So, and I think I talked about this on air. I don't know if I talked about it a whole lot. But that same week, I think on Thursday, somebody came while I was at work that day and did a very, very, very nice thing. They mulched my entire yard in front of my windows. They mulched in front of my garage. They mulched my tree out in the middle of the yard. They did a hugely nice job, and I think they did it because nobody took credit for it. Nobody told me. To this day, I don't know who did it, but I certainly appreciate it. I think that was a very, 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 very nice thing to do, and I think somebody did it just to not get credit and be a nice person. So, knowing that, because nobody left a note, nobody said anything about doing this landscaping in my yard, of course, I went out again and I took a picture of the front of the house and everything being mulched and looking nice, and I put that on Facebook. Social media, thanking whoever did that, and just showing people what nice people in Marion can do. Now, that picture, I'm looking at that picture last night. There's no flower pot in that picture. Now, that picture was taken on June the 15th. So, the flower pot is there, and I have proof through social media, on June the 10th, and the flower pot is gone by June the 15th. Now, I don't know the exact date, but somewhere in those 5 days, the flower pot disappeared. Now, this doesn't say much for me, because I did not realize it was gone until last night, which tells you how much I care about the flower pot. I'm not doing anything with it. And honest to goodness, if anybody would have ever asked me for the flower pot, I just said, take the thing. Take the flower. It's not mine. Take the flower pot. I don't care. You know, if there were kids in foreign countries who needed flower pots, I would give them flower pots. I would give somebody the shoes off my feet, the shirt off my back. You can have anything in my garage you want. You want my furniture, you want my refrigerator, you want a cold drink, you can have it. I'm going to give it to you. I'm that type of person. But here's the problem. To this moment, I have no idea what happened to this flower pot, because I haven't heard anything. So now last night, because last night I just realized it was gone. So, you know, that's more than 2 weeks after it actually was stolen. So, here's the thing. I have no idea where this is. So I cannot be implicating anybody, because I know nothing about it. All I have is that June the 10th it was there, and by June the 15th it was gone. And that's it, and I have never heard anything more about it, and I have never heard anybody say anything about it. So here's what I've decided about this whole thing. Because, again, if anybody had asked me about it, I would have said, take the flower pot. You can have, you have flowers to grow? Here's a flower pot for you. Enjoy yourself. And honestly, it must be an expensive flower pot, because nobody's replacing it. They want that particular flower pot. Good. Have the flower pot. But here's the problem. I believe a crime has been committed now. I believe a crime has been committed. Because, as I was looking at this last night, there are very few people that I have given permission to come on my property. And certainly take things from my property. Now, once again, I want to be clear, this was not my flower pot. Absolutely not. But I did not give anybody permission, certainly when I was not around, to come on the property. So here's the problem. The problem is that I don't know anything about this beyond that it's gone right now. And this is June the 30th, more than 15 days after the crime. So there are two bits of crime here. Number one, you would have theft. Now, theft is when you take something that is not yours. Now, again, the only person that would get cleared of a theft charge would be the person whose flower pot it is. Okay, I don't know. I have not heard from that person. Now, the other crime is what you would call trespassing. Now, anybody who took the flower pot, even if it's the person who owns the flower pot, they would be guilty of trespassing, because I never told them they could do that. I never told them they could come on the property and get it. And I also have not heard anything. I don't even know if they have it. I don't know anything about it. And this is 15 days ago. So here's the deal. I think people, and I've been saying this for weeks, and again, I don't know who took this flower pot, but this just creates a lot of problems, because let's say that the person whose flower pot it is came to me tomorrow and said, hey, I'd like my flower pot back. Well, I'd have to say, hey, it's gone. I don't know where it is. I have no idea what happened to the thing. And they're going to think that I'm trying to be mean and keep a flower pot when, honest to goodness, I don't know where this thing went. So that's problem number one. So here's the deal. Before I'm not taking messages or phone calls from anybody, because as far as I'm concerned, this is a crime scene. So here's the deal. This is either theft or it is trespassing. Whoever did this. And I don't know why somebody would do this. I don't know why somebody just would not tell me, hey, I need a flower pot. Okay, there you go. Take the flower pot. That's all that has to happen. Or, hey, I picked up a flower pot. Oh, that's fine. That explains why it's gone. Because did they not understand that I would not realize at some point that this thing's gone? That's what I don't understand. So because of this bad behavior, and this speaks again to what I've been saying for a long time, that people are something is mentally wrong with people. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the smoke in the air from Canada. I don't know what's happened, but people have went insane. And I understand they don't think they've gone insane, but people have gone insane. They've lost their mind. And now we're involved in crimes. We're involved in crimes. And now there's going to have to be crime involved. Now, I was looking at the internet last night. And now here's something interesting. Now this is a little bit of information to help educate the audience out there. If anything like this ever happens to you. And by the way, in all my life, and certainly my life living where I have lived, I don't think I've ever had anything stolen, ever. Ever. I've never had anything stolen. So this is I feel violated. I feel just violated that somebody would do this. So here's the thing. I think the real crime here, because if somebody brings the flower pot back, okay, good. But here's what happened. Trespassing. This is really what happened. You trespassed. You didn't tell me you were coming to get the flower pot. You didn't tell me you wanted the flower pot. You didn't tell me. You didn't say anything. And I don't know why. This comes back to the mental illness, I think. So here's the deal. Trespassing in Ohio is a misdemeanor crime. Did you know this? Trespassing in Ohio is a misdemeanor crime. Now, if I gave anybody permission to come get the flower pot, then this is on me. And it's my fault, and I will take... Because there are a few people who have said, hey, Scott, can I come check out the property? Can I come look at flowers and plants and things and keep an eye on... And I say, yes. I mean, I'm not a paranoid person. Yes, come look at the property. Come look at the plants and things like that. So, that person... Or anybody like that. And there are only a few people who in my life who I've given permission to come on the property when I'm not there would be totally fine if they took the flower pot because I've told them to come on the property. But if I have not told you to come on the property and you did not ask to come on the property, this is theft. And it is, and by and large, if nothing else, it's trespassing. Now, in Ohio, trespassing is a misdemeanor crime. It's a misdemeanor crime, fourth degree misdemeanor. Now, here's what happens if it's a fourth degree misdemeanor. And as far as I'm concerned, at the very least, somebody trespassed. And again, I don't know. I couldn't accuse anybody at this point because I don't have any fingerprints. I don't know who did this. I don't know anything. So, here's the deal. Trespassing is a fourth degree misdemeanor. And here's what the penalty is for trespassing. Number one, it's a $100 fine. Or, number two, it's 30 days in jail. Can you believe it? 30 days in jail. $100 fine or 30 days in jail. Now, I don't care anything about $100. You know, that to me, I don't want to buy a new flower pot. I don't even want the old one back. That's not a big deal here. But, I think whoever did this should have to go to jail for 30 days. I have possibly had to contact the authorities to do a full-scale investigation on this. Because, I know the authorities here in town. And they have worked with me on the Harding dog collar. Now, there's no $5,000 reward here for any flower pot. But we have worked together on this Harding dog collar. So, I'm friendly with the sheriff, and I live in the county. I'm friendly with the police chief. So here's the deal. At this point, it's an investigation. So I don't want to hear from anybody at this point. As far as I'm concerned, whoever took the flower pot should have said something by now. Because it's at least been gone for 15 days. And then we would have avoided this ugliness of this story this morning on the radio. So again, and this is not my fault, because I did not do this. And people had every chance to do this right. So I don't know who's got the flower pot. I don't want to hear from anybody, because to be honest with you, it's too late. It's an investigation. Either a theft or trespassing has been committed. And I'm going to... My thing is, I think 30 days in jail would be a fine for whoever took this. Because it could be a kid in my neighborhood. A kid in my neighborhood could have came and took this thing. Some lunatic driving by. Because apparently, it's an expensive flower pot. And again, let's say now that the person whose flower pot it is comes and says, give me the flower pot back. I got nothing to give them. Because I don't even know where the thing is. All right. So, whoever took it, period. I don't care who it is. If it was my mother right now, if I knew my mother took this flower pot, I would have to charge her 30 days. 30 days in jail. And then we're going to have to put it on the front page of the paper. Because as many of you know, we got to get Jim Thorpe off the front page of the paper. So maybe this theft, this grievous crime, will get that off the front page of the paper. And heaven knows I've been on the front page of the paper enough, so let's get somebody else on the front page of the paper and expose them for the, I hate to say this, but criminal that they are, and I don't know who they are. Go ahead, caller.
See, these are the things that you should think about when considering adopting a dog. I have 3 pit bulls. Do you think anybody's messing around with my flower pot?
No, and do you think I'm wrong here? Because I hate to come in and even bring this up, but put me on the stand right now. Swear me under oath. I have no idea who has this thing. I don't know anything.
Yeah, well, if you had a dog like I got, you'd know who wouldn't have it.
Well, do you agree with me that whoever this is, if I find out who this is, that they should have to do the 30 days in jail?
I think that's a pipe dream. The judicial system in this town is pretty lenient, especially if it was their first offense. They might get a smacky smack on the wrist.
Yeah, but don't you think getting drug in front of the judge, it would be embarrassing enough?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, depending on the person. Haven't you met some people that just don't have any shame? Nothing really embarrasses them?
Well, that's true. There are people who have, and I would think somebody, and I was thinking to myself last night as I was going to bed, I thought, you know, it's quite possible somebody took this who I know. It really is. Because I can't imagine somebody wanting to theft a flower pot. I think there are...
Well, I know that you're getting a dog doesn't appeal to you, but what about security cameras? Everybody's got security cameras.
Oh, this is an interesting thing. I'm glad you brought that up. I did not finish this in my story. That a few weeks ago, I did get a security camera, and I do have it. Now, I'm not going to tell people where it is, because obviously that would defeat the purpose, but I do have it angled on the front of the house. Now, the reason for that is to see people coming to the door. Now, where this pot was... it was on the front porch. So, I think I probably do have the footage of whoever this was who did this. So, if I get the time to check this, I can just turn that over to the sheriff, and then he can go. I don't know what happens. Well, what do they do? Do they arrest them? Do they charge them?
You'll be really unpleasantly surprised at just how lenient. I don't think they're going to get carted off and, like, handcuffs and leg iron.
No, but they will have to go to in front of the judge, right?
It just really depends, honestly. And even if they do, I can promise you, they're just going to get, like, a smack on the wrist, if even that. Maybe a fine, restitution, something like that.
No, but I think, don't you think, because of what happened here and the stature of this, that at least we'll get on the front page of the paper, and maybe that'll be punishment enough?
Definitely not.
Oh, listen... I know
I'll
people.
Tell you what's cool. Have you ever seen this Ring? I think they're called Ring, the doorbell camera thingies.
Yes, yes.
If I had money, I'd have me one of those. Those things are so cool.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand now why people do this. Can you imagine my shock last night when I walked out there and realized that this thing was gone? And then going
could
back...
You imagine, could you imagine that punk shock? You would open your front door up and, like, 100-pound pit bull comes charging at them.
Well, see, here's the thing. This had to have happened when I was not home, because I'm sure I, because a lot of times my door is open when I'm home. And I'm sure I would have been there. So I don't know that a dog would have helped me in this situation.
If you would have had it tied up to a chain outside or something.
Well, I don't know. I just think that certainly at this point, that for whatever intention, and why, if somebody did just take it, whatever reason, you think they would alert me, don't you think? I mean, it's because now I know it's at least been over 15 days.
Right. It depends on why they took it. It might just be for like a trophy, you know.
That they got. See, and I don't even care about this thing. I've never planted anything in my life. It's just the fact that somebody would come on my property when I'm not home and take something and never tell me about it. That's trespassing.
Well, if you get you a junkyard dog, they won't come on your property. I promise you. They won't come on mine.
I know. What a way to start the Independence Day weekend. Well, hey, thanks for your opinion.
Toodles.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we've got a whole morning here on WGH Talk this morning. We're going to break. We're coming back with Over the Back Fence with Pastor Whitaker and myself, which is always a lot of fun. Independence Day issue. And 10:15 this morning, the program will continue from 10:15 until 1 p.m. And then tonight, 8:15 until 10, we'll be live for the Friday Night Live show. So don't miss that. It's going to be a fun morning here on WGH Talk. We're going to give away some stuff later on and maybe find the culprit. We haven't found the dog collar culprit, but we're going to find the flower pot culprit before the day is over. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April.